What's in your trash bag this week?
Where in the world is Richard Simmons?
And what's the most embarrassing way to die?
A musical based off of 9/11?
And find out what you should never stick in your ear.
That and much, much more on this week's episode of
Effing Garbage!
Okay, we asked 100 people in a survey, name something men and bears have in common.
They're hairy.
Show me hairy. Ding, ding, ding. It's number one.
Yay!
On the board. All right, go ahead.
They like to eat meat.
Show me eating meat. You got any more? Come on.
Is anything involving eating, like eating fish or hunting?
Nope. It's two.
They're fat.
You're out.
Damn.
Well, you did get the number one answer. So Harry was number one. Like to sleep is number two.
Oh, okay.
Snoring. Kill aggressive. That's terrible.
Wow.
Men don't like to kill.
Wow.
Why is it just men? And then five is like to growl, and six is huggable. Oh.
Well, at least I got the first one.
This is a terrible. I don't like that one. Do one for me. Here.
Uh-oh.
Here's a card. Okay. Here.
You haven't memorized them all yet?
Fuck you. We got the Family Feud. Here we go. Okay, come on. Let's do it.
I'm ready. Name an animal who, if he could talk, would say, I'm all ears.
A bunny. A rabbit.
Bing! The number two answer was a rabbit or hare.
Oh, a hare. Okay. Ears. Big ears. Big ears. Donkey.
Name?
A donkey.
The number four answer is donkey.
Yay.
Or a mule.
Mule.
Or ass.
Or ass. Okay. Let me think. Big ears. Big
name
ears.
An animal who, if he could talk, would say, I'm all ears.
Elephant.
That's the number one answer. Ding, 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 ding.
Do you want to know the other two?
No. I feel like once I got number one, I win.
Okay, fine.
This is not how it works. So what are they?
The number three answer was a dog or a hound. And the last one is mouse.
Oh,
mouse?
Yeah. I guess mice have big ears.
Yeah.
Do they really? I mean,
kind of. I don't know.
I don't really think I've ever actually looked at a mouse.
Yeah.
Like when it's like, you know, stuck to the trap and everything, I'm just kind of like, let's throw it away. And squeaking because it's a glue trap.
Yeah, I don't really look at its ears either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And squeaking, and I'm just like, well, I gotta bang it against the wall, kill it, throw it away. Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Effing Garbage!
Yes, bitch!
Now available on Google Play and Alexa, your Amazon Echo.
You just have to ask Alexa.
Alexa, play Effing Garbage Podcast. Did you want to play Effing Pod? No, I don't know what the fuck she says. Usually she doesn't understand you, but whatever.
She's like, okay.
And then she plays, like, the Beatles.
Yeah.
No, she understands.
No.
I can't believe she actually says effing garbage. It's kind of great.
Yeah. We're famous. Alexa knows our name.
She does. Well, she doesn't. Well, yeah, she knows the podcast name.
Yeah.
Brian, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So we had the first official week of spring, right? Is that...
Yeah, spring has sprung officially.
Last week, we're into it. Last week was the first day of spring, so we went through one whole week with spring, right?
We did, and I feel a little disappointed.
Why?
Because we had, like, that rain, and it was kind of, like, cold one day. I'm ready to, like, I walked out today in, like, a light sweater, and I'm like, oh, it's still really breezy, and I'm cold.
What do you think? Spring is, like, rain, by the way.
Spring, well, yeah, April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm ready for it. Spring is also like flowers growing and the sun shining and like a nice, like, You know, not extreme weather.
You know what's so funny? I think I had this conversation with another friend the other day, and it, you know, in school, especially elementary school, we were always, you know, there's images and calendars, and they have like, they show those things like spring, summer, fall, summer, you know, yeah. whatever. And it just shows like, oh, spring, the flowers coming out and the sun and everything. How about we have a calendar in reality? You know what I mean? Where it's just like, it shows a calendar with May and snow coming down and like somebody being shot on the streets of New York. You know, just like let's not even make it about weather anymore. Fuck yeah, it.
Just put all pictures of all the bad things in life.
Yep.
Good.
Well, let's base shit in truth is what I'm saying. You're not fucking special.
In spring, the weather gets nicer, so the people come out and commit crime more often.
In Russia. In Mother Russia.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a little, I don't know, it did rain for like 2 days or something like that.
It was like not just rain, but it poured. It was wet.
We sound like two lesbians on NPR talking about the weather right now.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite kind of galosh, Brian?
Well, I like a nice tall galosh where it can like come up to my calf, you know.
Mm-hmm. Come up to your calf. I actually bought a pair of rain boots once, and it turns out they weren't so much rain boots as they were farm work boots.
Right, right.
And each one weighs about 7 pounds.
Oh my God. That's what I don't like about my winter boots. It's like they're great, but they're so heavy.
Not 7 pounds, that's crazy. Like 5 pounds. But yes.
Still.
They're heavy.
Yeah.
I can't walk in the snow in that.
Yeah, that's an extra 10 pounds of luggage if you want to put them in a suitcase.
Like, on your feet.
I know.
Can you imagine just walking through the airport in this giant-ass fucking... Before we even ask, nothing interesting happened in my week, so there.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that happened in my week. I thought it was an April Fool's joke. It wasn't.
Uh-oh.
I got a summons for jury duty.
Ah!
My roommate, I was out of town, and my roommate text messaged me, and he, like, literally took a picture of it. And I was like, I'm thinking that this is an April Fool's joke. So I went home the next day, and I opened it. It's not. It's literally no April Fool's.
Is it? Because I got one 2-3 weeks ago, something like that, and... You saw what mine looked like. Did it look like that, or was it a regular one?
It was like, you have to call on this certain day.
Oh, okay. Because mine looked like I'm going to have to serve on Supreme Court. Not Supreme Court.
No. It was for, whatchamacallit court. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't think. I don't know. I can't think of it. What is it called? Not Supreme Court. We don't serve on a Supreme Court. I'm not a Supreme Court justice.
No.
Grand jury.
Grand jury. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. That was difficult.
Well, this one that I got, is like basically like, okay, so starting on this date, you have to call after 5 p.m. to see if you have to show up. And like, this is your number. This happened to me last time. And I called for like 3 days.
Oh,
and I never
right.
had to go in. And then I just never had to go in. I just had to call.
It's a very lazy, modern way of doing jury duty, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're literally
It's better than
phoning,
having to go and sit in a room.
Literally phoning it in.
It's better than having to sit in a room for 2 fucking days, which is what I had to do years ago, and just, like, sit there and hang out and do nothing. Now you can at least call in, and I guess they're going to, like, know what kind of, like, if they're going to have a lot of court cases that day, then, you know, they'll have people go in.
I would rather, though, have the whole thing, like, where I go in and I sit there, because then at least, if you're there for at least a day, you get one of those pieces of paper that say you don't have to do this for another fucking 6 years.
Yeah.
And actually, when I got this jury summons 3 weeks ago, I was like, aha, see, I don't have to do jury duty, because I was still within, you know, like, I think I have, like, a couple months left or whatever. But they were like, yeah, no, grand jury.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Well, that's the thing with this call-in thing. It's a, like, a less amount of time, because I feel like the last time I did this was, like, probably, maybe, like, 4 years ago.
As a matter of fact, you don't even have to go in for the jury. You just Skype in.
Yeah, right.
For, like, if you get selected.
Just text in. Guilty.
Guilty.
Hashtag, just tweet it.
Hashtag guilty. Yes,
that's
bitch.
How we do it in this day and age. Yes, however, we still bitch. Have to vote in person, which just, I could say that it blows my mind, but it doesn't blow my mind, because imagine the hacking that would happen if we did have to do everything online.
Yeah, hashtag Russia.
Yeah.
Who do you, well, I mean, what if we voted for the president like we voted for American Idol, though?
Just phone it, like text to the following number.
But I want them to sing.
Really? You want them to have to sing?
Yeah. I mean, Kate McKinnon did a great impression of Hillary Clinton. And when she lost, she sang Hallelujah. I would text in for Hillary.
Yeah. Well, I would have texted in for Hillary anyway.
When I was younger, I remember the very first thing like that. And like, this was like pre, you know, everybody having a cell phone, everybody had a landline. And oh my God, my parents hated me because our phone bill went through the roof. But you could call in and vote for what color M&M you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And it was when the blue M&M
we talked
voted
about this
in.
Before.
Oh, I know, but I just, oh.
You really, that's a very nostalgic moment for you.
It is, because I feel like when I see a blue M&M, I'm like, I was a part of that.
Your therapist is probably tired of talking about it.
Girl, I've had to switch 3 times.
It's always goes back to the blue M&M story.
And I think that's really where it all began.
It all started with the fucking blue M&Ms. I called in, and they didn't vote in the blue M&M.
I need to know, what was the other M&Ms? I have to know.
Is it purple?
I have to know. We're gonna.
I would vote for purple.
You would have.
you would have been so mad.
Hold on. I had to find out what the fuck the other M&Ms were. See, we got.
I don't even know what color M&Ms are now. I know green.
90s, vote for your favorite M&M. Okay, let's see what she says. Vote for your favorite M&M, blah, blah, blah.
We forgot to bring Alexa in with us today.
Here we go. Yeah, we did. Well, actually, it's just that, you know, she's been kind of pissing me off lately, that Alexa.
You're fighting with Alexa.
But because I'm on the prescription Celexa for antidepressant, and every time I say, oh, God, I got to take my Celexa, she's like, hello? Hello?
Well, then maybe you shouldn't announce when you're going to take your Celexa.
But you wouldn't think that I would bring it up that often, but apparently.
Once a day.
The results, blah, 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 blah. It was a 2-month campaign. I can't believe that. That's crazy. What were the other ones? Oh... Did you know that the blue replaced orange? Is that true?
I don't know the history of M&Ms. Shockingly enough, I don't know.
This can't be right. I want receipts, Diane. I'm just gonna look for the images. Anyways, what other interesting things happened to you this week, Brian?
Well, jury duty pretty much just put a sour grape in my week. But April Fools, did you get any good April Fools jokes played on you?
No, people know not to do that shit to me. I've got way too much going on in my head for people to do that shit, because had I actually opened Facebook on April Fool's, luckily these days I don't like really scroll through my timeline anymore unless I'm taking a shit. Mm-hmm. And luckily I didn't have to take a shit on April Fool's Day.
What if somebody had put cellophane down on your toilet and you sat down to take a shit?
I would have noticed, but... But the thing is, like, so had I gone through my actual Facebook on April Fool's Day, I would have thought, number one, half of the bar staff would have been out of town. And I would have been like, nobody told me! Nobody told me! And I would have looked for, like, replacements and stuff because, you know, apparently half of them were, you know, headed to Asia.
Oh, yeah?
I was so pissed. I would have been so pissed!
Wow.
I honestly would have thought that because, you know, they all played April Fool's jokes and that they were leaving town.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they would have got angry phone calls.
My roommate tried to recycle an April Fool's joke with me from his dad.
Which was what?
So you know how we're doing this marathon, this half marathon? Mm-hmm. He texted me and he was like, so apparently it's been reported that Ivanka Trump is going to be at this half marathon. And that she's training around here and she's going to run it. And I immediately was like, tell your dad that his April Fool's joke didn't work on me. He loves the dad jokes.
Girl, I'm trying to think. I think the best April Fool's... It wasn't an April Fool's joke. It was just a prank. I was mad at my roommate one time, so I funneled liqueur into the bathroom, and I lit it on fire while he was on the toilet. Anyways.
Wow.
Yep. I set my sister on fire once.
Yeah. But that wasn't for April Fool's.
No. No, April Fool's-wise, I don't think... Like, I looked at some of the lists of, like, oh, like, the most favorite, like, April Fool's jokes ever. And, like, one of them was, like, you cover the bar of soap in clear nail polish so it doesn't ever get sudsy.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, Lame. I'm like, let's talk about like putting Nair in the conditioner bottle for your sister. You know what I mean? God. Yeah.
That's bad. My dad used to love April Fool's Day. He would call me and I wouldn't realize that it was April Fool's Day. And he would like say something and I'd be like, oh my God, that's really crazy. And he's like, April Fool's. And I'm like, all right, all right. April Fool's is the like a dad's favorite holiday, I think. It's definitely a dad holiday.
I've definitely got dad humor.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry. This entire time, I've also been looking for it. I found an actual ad for it. The phone number was 1-800-FUN-COLOR. And you could vote for pink, purple, or blue.
Yeah, I would have gone for purple.
Yeah, you would have. Faggot.
Do you feel like you had to prove your masculinity by picking the blue one?
No. And here's the thing. Actually,
the other two were like girly colors.
Mm-mm.
Were you trying to prove something?
Here's what I was trying to prove. And if you shut up, I'll tell you.
But were you trying to prove something?
No. Listen. Nah.
So do you think you were trying to prove something? Go on.
An asshole. My favorite color is red.
Okay.
Fire engine red. I like a good red. But my, you know, growing up when I was a kid, I was like, I denied my favorite color being red. I did.
Why?
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because my mom's favorite color was blue and I was a mama's boy.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be, you know, with my, you know. So my mom's favorite color is blue. God damn it, my favorite color is blue too.
Trying to score points.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then eventually I had this realization. Maybe this is what the blue M&M is about.
Maybe. I think that it is really deep seated in your your need to be loved and wanted and to fit in.
Hey, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
But anyways, long story short, ladies and gentlemen, we have to move on. But call 1-800-FUN-COLOR and vote for your favorite color M&M.
Let's dive into some topics, shall we?
Dive on in. You want me to go first or do you
go
want...
first?
All right. On the board, I have several things and we have to choose very wisely because several of them can take us down rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And just, so.
That rabbit would be like, I'm all ears.
You're a dad.
Yes.
You're a dad joke.
I am.
Well, okay, we'll start with this.
Great.
So the first White House portrait of this family has been released.
Mm-hmm.
And it is of the First Lady Melania Trump.
It's a photograph, right? Not a painting?
Right.
Okay.
But they call it a portrait.
Yeah.
And she looks like, the way that she's posed and the way that it's done, she looks like she's the host of some sort of like America's Next Top Model situation.
Yeah.
Basically, she's not smiling. She's smirking, smizing, kind of
would
like...
Would you be smiling?
Arms
would
crossed.
You?
She actually has a sign up that says, help me.
I'm being held hostage.
Help me. Yeah, she's got like a black dot on her palm.
she's wearing a paper
clip. Oh, a safety pin. She's wearing a safety
wearing
pin.
A safety pin.
She's wearing several safety pins. Help!
No.
But yeah, so anyways, so it's been released, and here's the thing. I have a soft spot for Melania because I truly believe, like, she's just like, she wanted none of this. She doesn't believe in any of this bullshit that he says, and she's just very much like, I just wanted a rich husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's just like, so I'm not going to make fun of her.
No.
Or anything like that. I'm just going to say she looks great, and hey, work.
I really like her semicolon tattoo.
She has a semicolon?
No,
shut up. I hate you.
Yeah.
We laugh now, but when she's dead.
Oh, God.
Because she's, you know, been beaten.
Yeah.
But the great thing is Donald Trump is so rich, he doesn't have to beat his wife. He pays other people to do it for him. So he's got AIDS for that now.
AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
He has AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's got several AIDS. He's got all of the AIDS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, here's an interesting tidbit. In this particular article that I read about the First Lady's portrait, I never knew this, but she is the second foreign First Lady.
And who was the first?
Would you like to guess?
No.
No?
No.
It was one Miss Louisa Adams, our sixth president.
Right.
John Quincy Adams.
Yeah. That's true.
She was foreign as fuck.
Foreign AF.
Technically, being the only sixth president himself, he was kind of foreign. Like, we were all kind of foreign.
At that point, you know, like, everybody's kind of foreign.
Everybody's kind of foreign. You know?
Yeah.
Like, nobody was really from here.
True or false, though, Melania's portrait looked pretty airbrushed, right? She was, like, done for the gods. No.
I don't know. Like, she's a pretty woman. So, you know, and I mean, it's no secret that she's snatched as fuck. So it's not like they're trying to hide that situation.
You know who else is snatched? You were texting me about this the other
day. Bitch, was I not right?
You were so right. So we started watching the most recent season of Grace and Frankie. Oh my God, Jane Fonda, her face.
Snatched.
It is pulled.
Season 3, episode 1, scene 1. She can't blink.
Yeah.
Can't blink. And it was a scene that required acting, kids.
Yeah.
She couldn't do it.
But it's such a good show.
Oh,
I am
really
laughing
is.
So hard sitting watching it at home alone. It's very sad. But
Hashtag Marta Kaufman. Marta Kaufman, you know, is the producer behind so many great series. Hashtag Friends, bitch.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
It's such a good show. If you're not watching it, it's all on Netflix. Take a look. So funny.
Take a look. It's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow.
Take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. Nobody ever sings that at karaoke, do they?
No. Phil Collins? No.
Yeah.
Nobody has anybody. Like, we don't have enough reverb for that. There's not enough reverb in the world to sing any Phil Collins song.
Yeah.
I remember. I remember the worries. Anyways, hurry, tangent. Hurry.
Yeah.
No, she looks great. The background of the photo, for some reason, looks like there's like a vault behind her, like a bank vault.
Wow.
It's like she's like hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something.
No, that's like the vault that they lock her in at night.
Who wants to be like the next president, basically, or who wants to be the next first lady? I don't fucking know.
America's next top president.
Ugh. Don't say it. Don't speak it into existence. It might happen. All right. What do you got on the board?
You texted me halfway through the week and told me about this podcast.
Yes.
There is a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons.
Can I tell the listeners what I thought it was about?
Yes, please do.
Because I haven't listened to it.
He was like, he was sure that this was what it was about, too.
Somebody was telling me about this podcast because I was saying, hey, I have a podcast. Listen to my podcast. He's like, oh, yeah, whatever. Your podcast. Who cares? He's like, oh, I'm listening to this podcast right now. And the way he described to me what I got out of it, so Missing Richard was Richard Simmons basically talking into a microphone for like 6 or 7 episodes of a miniseries podcast, describing to people where he's been for the past 4 or 5 years.
That couldn't be less accurate.
Please explain.
So Richard Simmons, a few years ago, just basically fell out of the public eye. And I'm not talking about like fell out of the public eye like, you know, like he's just avoiding the paparazzi and all this kind of stuff. Richard Simmons had a very, very deep history in like being accessible to people. He had a studio, an exercise studio that people could come and he literally for $12 taught exercise classes.
Okay, that's great.
I know people who have gone to his exercise classes, and I found out more about it on this podcast. When you told me about this podcast, I listened to all 6 episodes away. Immediately. I love it. So, there is a filmmaker named Dan Taberski. Okay, mm-hmm. He was one of these many friends or relationships with Richard Simmons. And he would go to these classes that he taught, and they were just very connected. Richard Simmons was so connected to all these people because he just like would reach out, and they say that 10 minutes with him, you felt like he was your best friend. I mean, he was just...
He was very connected, but go ahead, continue.
You know, in Hollywood, like, those tour buses would go around and all that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. he would always stop at Richard Simmons' house because it was almost a guaranteed contact point with a celebrity. Like, he would come out of his house and take pictures with people, and, like, he loved it. He was just so friendly to everyone. I mean, he is a true enigma, Richard Simmons.
He is. I mean, he's something else. I've seen... I've seen videos of him, especially like on TMZ and everything, and they make fun of him and everything like that because he's not like the other celebrities. But they're like, one that sticks out of my head is like he was going through TSA checkpoint, right? And there was like, and it was a little weird, I'm gonna have to admit, but he was like going through a TSA checkpoint and there's like a portly, you know, African-American security TSA agent. And for some reason, I mean, it might have been taken out of context, but you just see him literally starting to do the single ladies dance in front of her, like, oh, my single ladies, oh, my single ladies. And he's just like, and yeah. I'm like, this looks really bad, Richard. This does not look good.
Yeah.
He but anyways,
definitely
and then he
went to the beat of his own drummer. I mean,
oh, he was cray cray.
Yeah.
You have to admit.
But he was incredibly successful.
We can't keep saying was because he's not dead.
Right. But that's the thing. Even this podcast is like, we can't keep talking about him in the past tense because, like, he's alive. He just is a recluse and he does not leave his house. And he is just like, he cut everyone off pretty much.
Go ahead and go through this podcast for us.
So now it's six curious. Episodes. They, you know, it, basically he lives with, he has a staff and he has one, like, a person, Teresa, who's this, like, housekeeper who lives with him. And she kind of blocks everyone from coming in, and she's like the go-to person, and she's the one who's like, you can't come in. He doesn't want to see anyone. He doesn't want to talk to anyone. He's happy living his reclusive life. He's fine. He's okay. He's healthy. He's not sick. Cause there were so many theories as to what was happening. There was a theory that he was transitioning into a woman. Mm-hmm. There were theories that he was ill, like, you know,
right.
deathly ill.
Right.
There were theories that he's like depressed.
Yeah.
Willem Belli,
who
was on Drag Race, he is interviewed in this. He would go to his class all the time. He had a close relationship with him. Willem is the only person that's interviewed that has kind of the opinion of just like, he doesn't want to talk to you anymore. Bye, girl. He doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't have to reach out to you people.
No, he doesn't owe us anything.
No.
Well, you know, yeah,
us,
he doesn't.
Us are one thing. The people that don't know him, that just know of him, are one thing. But these people were big parts of his life. The guy who did this podcast, he had gone to Richard Simmons' house for dinner dozens of times with his partner, you know, and had a close relationship with him. I was listening to the podcast, and my friend Paul Sessa was interviewed. Him and his fiance are interviewed on this podcast because they would go to used to tell me about going to these classes all the time. And they took their family. Their mother came. My friend's mother went and took these classes. And his brother and Richard was like fawning all over his brother. I mean, Richard Simmons would like fawn all over the cute guys. And,
oh,
like,
of course. Like,
do all this kind of stuff.
He's a ham.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's a ham.
So, and then he suddenly just dropped off the face of the earth. And
I have to admit, you know, just crazy. But continue.
So, I mean, basically, you come to the conclusion of, like, he just kind of is not quietly retiring, but in a way, just, like, cutting everyone out. And maybe he felt like they weren't his true friends or relationships. That, you know, if he's not reaching out, he still talks to his brother. He still talks to his publicist of, like, or his, not his publicist, but his manager of like 30 years. He still talks to him. So he still does have a few related, but not very many. And all of these people that he was so intensely, he had these intense relationships with people. Like, he really went out of his way to, like,
okay.
He would cry with people. He would do all this stuff.
Let me tell you something. Richard Simmons will cry at the drop of a dime.
Well, yeah.
I'm not even kidding you. Just cry.
But he would be, like, big, major parts of their lives.
I get it. So here's how I'm going to go down a list of questions that I need to ask you.
Okay.
Number one was the end of this podcast, basically, like, yeah, and so he's, you know, just disappeared. That's it. Or he just cut everybody off.
Well, they went through all the theories of what had happened to him, and they kind of came to a conclusion.
What was the conclusion is what I'm asking.
Basically, that he's okay, he's healthy.
And he just cut everybody off.
And he just
retired.
Wants to, be alone. And that could have to do with him going through some kind of depression or him just being finished with being in the public eye.
Who knows? I mean, like, you can guess all you want. You know, maybe something like what you said, he didn't feel like they were a part, like, really there for him or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he went through something traumatic.
I think he did. He definitely had, like, two of his two Dalmatians died, which is a big deal, big deal for him.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
So maybe, and, like, he just felt maybe, like, those people weren't there for him, and he, you know, could have very much people can go crazy at shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, totally. But
these people were very big parts of his life that he cut off.
I know, but they were left,
like, shocked. Like, you know, it's if you and I had stopped talking to each other all of a sudden, one day, off the face, like,
well, if you're not
respond.
There for me when my Dalmatian dies... Bitch. Maybe. Number two, we have to stop talking about how they're big parts of her life. We get it. He cut a lot of people off. Okay, number two. Who has visual contact and proof? Like, when is the last time a paparazzi has gotten a picture of this man? Like, when is he...
Years ago.
I mean...
Paparazzi, years ago. But, actual just people.
So everything is hearsay.
What do you mean hearsay?
Like, he could very well be dead and we just don't know it, is
no,
what I'm saying.
No, because he went on the radio, or he went on a TV show, but only spoke. He didn't do a video.
Well, that's very fucking sketchy, my friend.
Yeah. There are people who were interviewed on the podcast who had seen him, who had been to his house. Like,
I know,
they finally got a conversation.
It's fine that everybody, you know, that there are people that say that he is alive and exists.
Yeah.
But that's...
The police also went to his house twice.
Again, I need receipts.
Well, because you don't see it, then it's not true? Like, because you can't see him?
Listen, all I'm saying
is, you don't believe the police?
All I'm saying is, just like the conspiracy theory that Michael Jackson is still alive, what if Richard Simmons is actually dead?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not the conclusion that this podcast came to. I encourage you to listen to it.
Oh, absolutely. And I definitely one of those things that I'm like, it's on my to-do list, like, now.
Yeah.
It sounds...
Even though I just told everyone basically everything about it, I still encourage everyone to go and listen to it. It's only 6 episodes and they're like 30 minutes each.
Girl, I love a good conspiracy. That's why it's just like, Richard Simmons, unless I have visual contact myself, like, I have seen this man and he is still alive, then I don't know. Everybody's saying he is. It's kind of like, the Emperor's New Clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, everybody's telling this man that he looked great and he had these clothes on. Is that what he thought, the Emperor's New Clothes? And then he stretched the street naked and didn't actually have clothes on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so we all just...
You think that he might be dead?
Maybe.
Listen to the podcast, is all I can tell you.
And maybe, like, his staff...
You might find something in there that is
proof. Maybe his staff and, like, this tight-knit of people who say that he is still alive are benefiting from... Whatever the hell, you know, Richard Simmons would get if he was alive.
Yeah. I encourage you to listen to it. You might come... I doubt you would come to that conclusion, but you very well could.
Do you not know me? Of course I'm going to come to this conclusion.
Listen to the podcast.
What is the most radical idea about the... Okay, let's go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's the least likely thing to happen? I'm going to put my 100% into that.
Okay.
I'm going to put all my money on that.
I'll give you the least likely thing to happen. I'm searching for articles today, okay?
Yeah. Okay, go on.
And I come across this article, and it's like, I read the headline, and I'm like, ah, I know. And mind you, like, it's still kind of, like, morning-ish for me, and, like, coffee really isn't kicked in. I'm like, no. So I rub my eyes, I read the article again, I'm like, yeah, and so I click on it, and I read this article, and it's so, like, what? I send it to you.
Yeah.
I send it to Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I send it to my roommate. I'm like, please tell me I'm not crazy, and you're just like, nope, this is, and it just gets worse and as it goes on. So here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. The headline of the article read, "College girl dies after eating pancake."
Yeah, she choked on a pancake.
And I'm like, okay, so now you guys understand where I was with the headline. Like, this isn't real.
Can I read the exact...
Well, hold on.
Can I read it?
The headline? No. We're going to start with the headline.
Yeah.
Yep. So, it says she died of eating a pancake, or choking on a pancake, and I'm like, okay, so now I have
to... Well, I think the funny... can we just quote what the actual...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. College student dies after choking at pancake eating contest.
I'm sorry, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, that's funnier than, you know...
So,
to be clear, that's strange.
Here's the thing. Choking on a pancake, period. Choking on a pancake at a contest, it doesn't matter, whatever. So anyway, so I click on the article, and the very first sentence doesn't even match the rest of, like, what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking odd. So the first sentence reads, A college student whose father was killed in the September 11th attacks has died after choking during a pancake-eating contest. Now, tell me how that isn't fucking comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
You're like, wait, this has to do with 9/11?
I'm like, you are setting me up. I'm like, this is a really fucked up thing to joke about for like, Yahoo News on, like, April Fool's, because that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Nope. So then, like, I continue reading, but apparently I missed the very last line. Brian, could you please...
According to her LinkedIn page, Caitlin was certified in youth mental health first aid and volunteered at the Resiliency Center of Newtown, a nonprofit group that provides free counseling and other services to people affected by the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School that killed 20 children and 6 educators.
Stop. Full stop. Listen, there's so many things to dissect here, but let's try to focus one at a time. I need to say this. Okay, so one, the article headline, she chokes on a pancake after
a pancake eating contest.
Very first sentence, her father died in the September 11th attacks. He was a, and then it goes on to explain that he was a firefighter or working for Port Authority, right?
Something like that.
And he was like rescuing, and it goes out of its way to say he was rescuing people. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so that's what, you know, and here's the thing. 9/11, one of the biggest, you know, conspiracy theory situations out there, you know. And then it goes on.
If
whatever,
you're not familiar, there's a conspiracy theory out there that basically says that 9/11 was an inside job. That, like, basically our government planned and followed through on.
Not necessarily just our government. There's several, I mean, it falls under several branches, but there are just... Long story short, that it was premeditated and inside job.
By the United States.
Right. So, yeah. To our benefit, rather.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then it goes on to talk about how she was a counselor for people affected by the Sandy Hook shooting, which is, my friends, another huge conspiracy theory situation. And if you didn't know, there are, like, several YouTube videos on this about how Sandy Hook, the shooting, was not real. It didn't take place. Now, here's the thing. We can't get into conspiracies.
No, we can't. That's
if you want to do an episode on conspiracy theories.
I don't.
I want to.
Okay.
We have to.
When I'm away 1 week.
No, bitch.
You can totally do
it. No.
To let everyone know, in the past, this has been a big bone of contention between Adam and I, and I just feel like it gets us a little too heated.
Maybe we need to have a moderator.
Yeah, not even. I just think that maybe you can do the episode with someone else.
Oh, God. So, anyways, so it's just, like, I wasn't going to talk about this on the podcast until Brian points it out to me, that last sentence. So I'm like, wait a minute. So she chokes on a pancake after a pancake eating contest.
And okay. She's involved in two of the biggest conspiracy theories in this country.
Like, connect it.
Yeah. Psh, psh.
But not only that, but, like, one, why is this news? Two, like, people are, like, holding, like, vigils for it's her, and it's, like, this big, like, all we are saying is give pancakes a chance. It's really weird. It's fucking weird, is what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry that the girl died. I am, but it's fucking weird.
Yeah, my first response was like, well, this is just sad. Like, after I read the sentence about her father dying in 9/11, it's like, and now she died eating a pancake? Like, that's sad. That's just her poor family. Imagine what they have to go through. It's like, the two freak accidents that you couldn't possibly foresee happening. Like, not freak accident. 9/11 was not a freak accident. But, like, the two things that are the furthest outside of your imagination. Like, usually, like, oh, my family member might die of cancer. Or, like, get hit by a bus. Or, like, you know, gun violence. No.
Oh, God.
Pancake and 9/11. Like, that's what this poor family has had to deal with.
Oh, God.
I feel bad for them.
Can I tell you, and it's not only that, but how embarrassing is it to die of choking on a pancake? That's like Steve Irwin getting stung or getting stabbed in the heart by a stingray. Yeah,
like, how do you not make a joke?
Wrestling alligators his entire life.
Yeah.
Like, fuck a sting. And he died by touching a starfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There had to have been snickers. Like, you know, people laughing at the funeral a little bit about
it. Wait, which one? The pancake girl?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm laughing now. I'm sorry. Right. Like I said, I'm sorry she died. I am. People die every day. You died of eating a fucking pancake.
Yeah.
Like, learn how to chew or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Choking is a real thing, though.
Well, I'm not about to give a PSA on it. Learn how to open up that throat hole and deep throat. I don't know. Are you good at sucking dick?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm okay. Yeah. I mean,
if you had to give yourself a grade.
Oh, well, it depends on the dick.
Hmm.
How are you?
I'm very much a person who just doesn't care to suck dick.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
I don't like the whole opening up my throat situation.
I don't think I've ever tried a deep throat. If I've ever deep throated before, it's only because somebody decided they wanted to grab the back of my head and like try to be like, yeah. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
I'm not that person. You don't do that with me. And also, it's just like I feel like if I ever do try to give a blowjob, after like 3 minutes, I'm like, why haven't you come yet?
Yeah.
And I get bored with it. I'm like, okay. And then I take their hand and I put it on their own dick. I'm like, now you go.
Yeah, but do you like getting head?
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Well, that's a double standard, don't you think?
I think I like eating pussy more than I like sucking dick.
Ugh, that's so gross.
It's so much easier.
Do you like it when people deep throat you, though? Double standard.
No, it's not.
You don't like to deep throat, but you like to be deep throated.
There you go. We all have preferences.
I guess so.
Effie, we all got pain.
How did we get onto this? Oh, choking.
Choking. Pancakes.
Yeah.
Anyways, RIP, Pancake Girl.
Yeah. It's a shame.
I will post the link. I have to post a link somewhere, probably like on Facebook. Or you know what? Just Google pancake choke. I think it'll come up.
Pancake choke.
Yeah.
Good. Well, speaking of 9/11, I saw the new Broadway musical.
9/11, the musical too soon?
No. The Broadway musical, Come From Away.
Come from away, come from away, come from away
no,
with
that's
me.
Not, no, that's not it. Oh. No. This is a new musical. It's a 90-minute ensemble piece.
I love a good 90-minute tight rep.
I got standing room only tickets for $32.
You gotta stand for 90 minutes.
Yeah, what? You stand all no, an entire night at work. You're okay.
I guess.
You survive every day by standing. Yeah, I think that it is a major contender for Tony Award for Best Musical.
Really?
Mark my words, it's between that and Dear Evan Hansen.
So, okay, and you know, because sometimes the arts community loves to do shit like this, where they're just like, they take one really big thing, and then like the tiny little engine that could, you know, and they give it to the engine that could. I mean, look at Wicked and Avenue Q.
Yeah.
You know, so, sure, I believe you.
So, it was only a matter of time. You're like, oh, I wonder how long it'll take for them to, like, make a musical out of 9/11, or like, you know, make a big production. Well, this is not necessarily about the World Trade Centers on 9/11. This is the story of the 7th...
About a girl named Lucky.
No. This is the story of 7,000 passengers who were stranded in Newfoundland on 9/11 because all of the airspace got closed down, if you remember. So all of the planes in the air had to land. And there was one airport in Newfoundland that all of these planes got diverted to. And this town of about 7,000 people doubled its population in one day. These people were stranded on their planes, some of them for 24 hours. They had to sit on the plane, did not know what happened.
Can I tell you something? It's stories like this that nobody gets to hear, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because it's kind of like, so 9/11 happened, the World Trade Centers come down, over 3,000 people die in this crazy situation here in New York City. And it's just like, you're never going to hear anybody complain about how they were stuck on a tarmac for like 17 hours, you know, in like Guatemala, because they don't want to be that person who's just like, yeah, I know, I'm sorry 3,000 people died and 9/11 happened, but whatever, I had to sit on the tarmac for so long and I didn't even have peanuts. But you know what? No, your problems matter too.
Yeah. This was a crazy story, though. And the town that, like, got their shit together and had all, like, found food and shelter for the all of these people, children and infants and, like, all of these people who basically didn't have any, like, they didn't have, like, a huge hotel for them to all stay in. They had to go to, like, the local public school. You know what I mean? So, it just shows the whole human spirit of people banding together and helping out. And, like, you know, it became everyone's struggle to get through this. And even the people who were stuck on the planes that, like, didn't know that 9/11 even happened. They're like, why are we stuck? And the planes
were like, oh,
that because they didn't have answers. The planes were considered bomb threats.
Oh, wow.
Until they came in and cleared them that they weren't bomb threats.
Can I tell you, they probably were feeling... This is so bad. Before they knew that 9/11 was happening, sitting on that airplane, like, waiting for the plane to take off or whatever. Like, if you're ever, like, on a New York City subway and you're on your way to work and your train stops in the middle of a tunnel and it just stops and you're just there for 5 minutes, and then finally an announcement is made and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, the train is being held due to somebody having a medical emergency at the, something or another. Yeah. And you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, God damn it, this motherfucker had to have his diabetes attack on my fucking route, you know what I mean? Or, like, somebody jumps in front of the train and commits suicide, and you're like, this asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I've been there.
So it's just like, you know, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, it sucks that you committed suicide, and it sucks that you had a diabetes attack, but, you know, you have 8 million other people that live here, so, yeah, you know, our lives.
Right. Me.
Me. Us too.
What about me?
What about us? So, yeah. But anyways, that's just what I was trying to point out.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you're able to see this show, it's great. I think that it could possibly win.
You said 9/11, and I'm in.
Yes. Well, before the show, we were joking. We were like, I can't wait for the tap number. You know? Like, oh, I heard that this is just a laugh riot, this show. But it also does not go so far as to, like, really, like, exploiting 9/11 and tugging at your heartstrings about it. They really don't touch on, like, the actual events of 9/11 in New York or D.C. so much as, like, it's just about these people's lives.
Cool. I'm in.
Like, this week of their life.
I'm in. I'm ready.
Yeah. It's great.
Cool.
I would go back and see it again.
Question for you, though.
Tell me.
Because you said it was standing room only. It's a would you rather situation. Would you rather not be able to sit for the rest of your life?
Could I lay?
No. Okay. Well, yes.
You kind of have to.
Yes. Yes, you can lay, but you can't sit.
Okay.
You can't sit for the rest of your life, but you never get to have sex again. Or would you never rather have sex again, but you get to stand? But you get to sit. So it's one or the other.
I could never sit
or sex.
I could never sit,
but you're allowed to have sex.
Oh, okay.
But if you don't have sex, you're allowed to sit. So it's sit or sex, basically.
If I could lay, I think I would be okay. So no sitting.
No sitting?
Yeah. How about you?
Girl, nothing is better than sitting. It's better than sex sometimes. I'm not even kidding. I love to sit.
You
the
do
fuck
love
down.
To sit. You Girl. Are like, we'll go to, like, every time we travel or, like, go on to the subway, you try to get a seat first.
I'm an Asian lady running into that fucking subway. Give me a seat.
You are.
I love
You're
to
like
sit
pregnant?
Down.
I don't care.
Like, she could just be fat. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't care if she falls.
Whatever. What if she swallowed a basketball?
Yeah. And I always usually just stand there. Even if there's a seat, sometimes I'll stand because I just don't.
Well, you stand in the subway
platform.
You stand in the subway platform because you don't want to sit down on the seats.
I think those benches are a little gross.
Well, honey, I mean, we live in New York City. Everything is gross.
I know.
You know how much shit we have on the floors?
Yeah. Well, I don't sit on the floor either.
No, but you let your bare feet touch the floor, and then you put your bare feet in your bed, and then, you know.
I don't live on the street.
No, but you have to understand that your shoes were on the street.
Oh, yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Well, either way, I just don't usually sit down on the subway platform.
Well, by the way, it's not the floor we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. They're benches.
Yeah.
Do you know that a couple of years ago, those benches, because these were, like, pretty solid wood, like, benches. You know what I mean? But they're old and torn and tattered and graffitied and whatever.
And bed-bugged.
They were actually trying to they replace them and sell the old ones for like $500 a piece.
Who? No.
Yeah, girl.
No.
This was a thing.
I don't want it. You can have it.
I don't want it. You can have it.
She's too fat for me.
It's gross. I mean, like, it's one thing if I'm sitting waiting for the fucking train, but I don't want that shit in my house.
Yeah. No.
Garbage.
Ugh.
Literally. Oh, garbage. Think about it.
Oh, God.
And then, okay.
All of the drunk people who have vomited or slept on those things.
God.
Like, I can't.
Oh, God. Have you ever seen some of those porns where they're on, like, the A train, and then they come and they just, like, wipe their cum on the pole?
That, no!
You've never
no!
seen this?
No! You're making this up.
No.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not. And then, like, they come on the seat or whatever.
Subway porn?
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Stand clear of the closing whores, please.
Bing, bing, boom!
No, don't look it up now.
Come on, let's listen.
Come on, the poll.
Yeah.
All right, so you very quickly try to look this up. Like, there are several ones that are, like, amateur, like, just literally, like, I'm just jacking off in between stations. And then there are just, like, some that are just, like, it almost looks professionally done. Like, two guys literally fucking on the A train because it goes express between, like, 100 stops. And they have enough time to fuck and wipe their cum on a pole.
Great. Caught on subway porn.
No. I don't know if you're really gonna... Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
This might be the one where they come on the pole, Brian.
Oh, please.
Oh, please let it be. Here, can you put it up so the listeners can hear the action happening? This is so
Play.
Gross.
Play. Okay. Here we go. Subway sex.
Subway sex.
Wait.
Is this one amateur?
I know him.
Is this one amateur or is this one? Yeah, no.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
This is like one of those that are like, looks more professional shot, right?
Hold on. Oh, this is 13 minutes long. We're going to fast forward.
13 minutes on a subway? What?
What fucking subway line? Oh, yeah.
But this looks like professionally shot, right? Because they're not even holding the camera. It's two guys and it's like pointed at them.
Yeah. So someone's across the subway.
And it's a high-quality camera, but it literally is, like, on the R train. Oh, that's a nice dick. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Come on.
Oh, see, he came
on the seat!
Oh, God!
It's, like, dripping down the seat.
Oh, God. And he's gonna leave that there.
Yeah, that's kind of hot, though.
No, it's not.
Not on the subway, but, I mean, he's got a nice dick.
Wait, I think it just panned up and it showed the subway line. It's gotta be, like, the R.
Oh, I know who that is.
No, you don't. Do you know that person?
Yeah, I think you know him, too.
But
hold on.
We can't keep watching subway porn. We have to move on.
Yeah, we do.
We have to move on from this.
Oh, he's gonna come on the pole.
See, I told you.
So gross.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh my god.
He's about to shoot. Here he goes. And he scores. Oh, please don't touch your dick to the pole. That's dirty.
He's gonna touch it to the pole.
Don't touch it to the pole. That's so dirty. Oh, God.
No, but I wanted them to pan up to his face again.
I don't want to see who it is. I'm good.
Yeah.
We can watch this later at full length.
Yeah. They are kind of hot, though.
If you want to see this, I guess Google subway porn.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And
that was such a tangent. I'm really sorry about that, everyone.
It wasn't a tangent so much as just wanting to watch porn. In the middle of our podcast.
Yep.
We need to find an excuse.
It happened, folks. You heard it here first.
So, if we got anything out of that, I think it's to remember your Purell.
Don't touch any... Well, and that's what you're sitting on. You could get on that seat that he just came all over.
Well, what do you think you're sitting on right now, Brian?
Aww.
Wah,
I mean, to be fair, you've had cum all over your body and probably in your mouth.
I know, but it's just, I don't want other people's cum on me that I don't want on me.
Right. Like, that you didn't earn.
Move on.
What do you have on the board?
Oh, you know what? This isn't a topic. This wasn't a topic until halfway through the podcast, but I figured I'd just mention it.
Okay.
Because pretty soon we got to dive into garbage goals, actually.
Yeah.
But so my earphone keeps popping out, and it's like, it's weird. Like, whenever it pops out, I'm having equilibrium problems this week.
Yeah.
And here's why. You know, do you know how that says on the Q-tip box, do not use to clean ears?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Don't use it to clean your ear. Because I accidentally this week injured like my eardrum, I guess, or in there. Yeah. And so bad to the point where it like apparently was bleeding. And when I went to go look at it at the end of the night, it had like crusty blood in it.
Great.
Yeah, girl.
Is that your topic?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, this is my PSA, don't touch anything on the subway and don't use Q-tips in your ears.
Yeah, well, there's an episode of Girls where she gets a Q-tip stuck in her ear and she calls her mom. And her mom's like, Hannah, nothing bigger than your elbow goes into your ear.
Nothing smaller.
Oh yeah, nothing smaller than your elbow goes into your ear. Yeah, I thought that was pretty a good rule of thumb. Pun intended.
Yeah, really.
No, I clean my ears with Q-tips though all the time.
Yeah, I mean everybody does. Look,
and I've gone too far before and like hit something that I shouldn't have and been like, oh, that hurts. But like it only hurts for a second and then I pull out. It's fine. My worry is that I'm going to get the cotton from the Q-tip stuck in my ear.
Have you ever seen these videos like where you see spiders living in ears?
Yes, I can't.
Oh God.
Lord.
But anyways, it says literally, I don't know if you know this, but it says on the package, do not put this in your ear.
Yeah. Well, lesson learned.
Lesson learned, a bloody ear later.
I'm gonna pass out.
I get tilt one side, and if like an ear thing falls off, then it's just like all of a sudden I feel all weird and shit. But my roommate's a doctor, it's fine. I talked to him about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He said, don't put anything smaller than a dick in your ear.
What if it's a really small dick that'll fit in your ear?
An Asian?
Ew!
I don't know. Let's see. Make sure that I covered everything on the board. Not really, but doesn't matter. What do you got? Anything else?
Garbage goals.
You don't got anything else on the board?
No.
Okay. Garbage goals. Okay. My garbage goal last week was to bake a pie for somebody.
Yay!
No.
No.
Fail. Yes?
No.
I failed, unfortunately. Here's what I think, though, because I'm off today.
Yeah.
Technically.
True.
So I think later on, I am going to I'm gonna continue on with, even though I didn't meet the deadline, I'm going to still do it. I'm going to bake a pie later today.
Good.
So, but technically, I failed.
Yeah.
And I had to create a new garbage goal. But Brian, what was your garbage goal last week?
Mine was random acts of kindness.
Random acts of kindness.
So I have to tell you, I brought some cookies for you today from Subway.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's a random
so
act of kindness
much.
That I brought.
I would have preferred black tar heroin, but.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes.
I always come up
cookies
short.
Will do.
So I didn't do anything like in big ways. Like I thought more about like buying people things. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to just like buy people things.
It's
and,
not
like,
necessarily a monetary thing.
I know. But, you know, so I just did like smaller things, like just help. It was more at work of just like being more helpful and trying to like do things for people so that they wouldn't have to do it. And at work, though, it's a toss up because sometimes you're like, oh, let me like be nice and like take this downstairs for someone so that they don't have to do it. But then it's like sometimes we're at work and we're all like desperately looking for something to do. You know,
right.
So like, oh, I wanted to do that because I wanted something to do.
You're either like fucking somebody up,
yeah,
or it's not necessarily a random act of kindness because you're at work and you're getting paid to do it.
Right. But it's like there are some things that like it's that I'm in a certain position that night. It's like not my job to take the trash out. It's this person's, but uh-uh. I'll like take the trash out for them or like
I don't like those people.
Really?
It's not my job, people.
Well,
I'm the person that's just like, fuck it, I can do it myself. And then I get mad at them when I look at them and they're not helping me because okay. I yelled at them for doing it wrong.
Well, good. I'm glad that my random acts of kindness would piss you off.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to eat your cookies.
Yeah.
Where are they?
They're in my bag in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
I hid them.
Yeah.
Until now to tell you.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want it right now?
Nope.
Okay.
It's fine.
So, Adam, what can you commit to doing this week to make yourself a better person or to get yourself closer to your goals?
Oh, Brian Kalinowski.
Oh, y'all.
Do you think Wheat Thins are like the classy version of the...
Don't change the subject.
Okay. I tried. I don't have anything planned or anything, but if I'm going to refer back to my like big garbage goal at the beginning of this year, not a resolution, but where I like made an inventory I can just refer to, a quality that I don't particularly care for myself. Nothing. I'm perfect.
Oh, you're not.
Do you want to go first? Do you have something?
Sure.
Go.
I am going to Florida this week. That's my goal. No, I'm kidding.
What an asshole.
So my garbage goal is just to fucking relax and not worry and not stress and do my best to just like, I don't know. I feel like I have like a block. Maybe it's something with getting older or like, maybe, I don't know. I like have a hard time like really being happy and enjoying myself and relaxing, you know?
I hear you. Like, I'm calling bullshit on this garbage goal.
Fuck you. No, I want to be able to like really just enjoy myself and have a really fun time and not stress out about not having money or not being at work or like feeling bad about shit.
I understand. Like, and this goes into the situation that I was talking about before about like being stuck on a train and like people thinking you're selfish for caring about your life and,
yeah,
you know, situation. But no, I understand. I get it. I'm one of those people who can't take baths because I feel like this is ridiculous. I'm sitting here and there's so much shit that I could be doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I'm going to take it almost, I'm going to take like 6 days to just relax and be happy and focus on just having a good time and not worrying.
Kokomo, you get that
take a little pamper week
and then take it slow. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do we decide on next week's podcast? Can we announce that situation?
I mean, I haven't talked to Joseph, but I'm sure he's not going to mind.
Okay.
Joseph, you're hearing it here first.
You're hearing it here first.
We are going to be podcasting live next week from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And when they say we, it's like, I'm not going to, so I get the week off.
Yeah, bitch.
So technically, I don't have to make a garbage goal, but I'm going to.
Well, you don't get the week off because I'm sending you the footage to edit.
Oh. Great. Can you call footage?
Recording? I guess. I don't know what it is.
That's something else. I know what my garbage goal is.
What is it?
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the first time I'm announcing this publicly.
Okay.
But April 23rd, so long story short, everybody knows that I used to do drag and then I retired like two years ago. I retired and I really haven't done drag except for maybe like 4 times. Like two was for like corporate gigs where I was paid a shit ton of money to do them. And like one was for like a good friend's wedding. I know the other one was just to, you know, do a porno. I don't know. But that was like
on the subway.
Homemade, you know? So I always said if I ever, you know, pop it in and out of retirement, it'd just be like small one-offs and it would have to be for like a huge like situation where like a corporate events pay big money for some reason. They just pay a shit ton of money and you have to do almost nothing.
Or you said you would do like a pageant.
Maybe not. Yeah, whatever. Or I would do charity events at the, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a good cause. And guess what? I found one. And on April 20th, I better know the date of this, Jesus Christ. On April 23rd,
I have my calendar. It's a Wednesday, right?
It's a Wednesday. Wait, I just had it. Got it. On April 23rd. 23rd? 26th?
Wednesday, April 26th?
Thank you. And now I have to write that down. Shit. Wednesday, April 26th, Frosty Flakes is coming out of retirement, and she is doing a one-night-only fundraiser for the Child Rescue Correlation at Boots and Saddle.
There it is.
At 100A 7th Avenue South. It's been a while since I've been in drag, and I have a lot to do before I do this event. It's a great cause, and I want to make sure that we raise as much money as possible. So I have a list of things that you actually staring at right now that I have to accomplish, and I think it's very important that I get these done this week.
Wow.
So why don't we make this my garbage goal?
Great.
To get my list of shit done.
Beautiful.
This event. And then I'll worry about if I remember how to do makeup later.
You don't have 2 weeks, though. I'm going to text you before we record next week.
I don't have what?
You don't have 2 weeks. I'm going to text you. No, I guess you have 2 weeks, because the next time we talk on the podcast is in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because I'm doing it with Joseph next week.
Right.
Yeah.
You were going to say that you were going to text me and check in on my garbage.
Yeah, but then I took it back.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Because I just won't answer.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll call you during the podcast.
I just won't answer.
Fuck you.
Okay, so that's my garbage goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're set.
There it is.
We're good. Ladies and gentlemen.
I think I might get a massage this week. Boom.
Oh, I need a massage.
It might be a happy ending. I don't know.
Ooh, on the subway.
Mm.
On the go.
Next time.
It brings a whole new meaning to Chinese takeout, right? Oh, I'm sorry. I had to.
Ladies and gentlemen, next time you sit down on the subway in New York City.
Wait a minute. I just want to remind people. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Alexa, not Celexa.
Not Celexa. Well, one of us is on Celexa.
One of us is on Celexa.
But that's not how you can listen to the podcast.
I don't know which one.
Like us on Facebook. Encourage people to listen to us. Thank you, Kareem Mick Jagger, by the way, for posting a very nice thing about us on Facebook.
And thank you to everybody who puts out reviews on iTunes. We really appreciate that. Keep them coming. And if you can review us on Google Play, fuck it, review us on Google Play or wherever the hell you're listening to us. And as you were saying, Brian,
whenever you sit down on the subway, just think that you're sitting in someone else's jizz and in a whole lot of
effing garbage. Yeah. But mostly jizz.